October is a month full of variety. Our Los Angeles Dodgers are in the National League Championship Series playoffs. That's a source of excitement bordering on obsession for some. Tickets for those games and potentially the World Series are in high demand. But it's important not to be swept away by excitement. There are plenty of scammers looking to rip off ticket buyers. We'll tell you how not to get caught. October is also Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. And there's no shortage of lovable and adorable pups out there, and cats too, who would make wonderful companions to share your home and your life. We'll handle the introductions. And the last Saturday before November 2nd is always the day that local venues celebrate a Mexican holiday tradition, the Day of the Dead. The colorful events incorporate joyous festivities and honor beloved departed relatives. We'll show you where you can participate. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and this is Fox 11 News In Depth. Every October, the baseball playoff season arrives, followed by the excitement of the World Series. As we tape this right now, we don't know who will ultimately be in contention, but we do know one thing for sure. There will always be scammers waiting to take advantage of the vulnerable. And one of the big threats out there right now are ticket scams. We've got Blythe Figarelli with us, the Vice President of Fraud Education with USAA Financial Services. And Blythe, thanks for joining us. And, you know, let's talk about this for a moment. What can we do to protect ourselves?
Well, you know, the scammer's goal is simple. They really want your money, and right now they're going to be using the story of high demand tickets at a great price to get it. So you want to make sure that you're watching out for a few red flags. First red flag is they're going to create a sense of urgency. They're going to tell you that tickets are going fast. They're going to push you to buy quickly. And like you said, you might already feel the pressure because you don't want to miss out. Scammers are going to play on that. They're going to use emotions. They're going to use the excitement or fear of missing out to cloud your judgment and rush you into making a decision. Another big flag that you want to make sure that you're watching out for is unusually low prices. If you see a deal that looks too good to be true, it probably is. Scammers are often using these tempting prices to lure people in. And then lastly, you want to be cautious of payment methods. If someone's asking you to pay with something like a prepaid card, cryptocurrency, a wire transfer, or even cash, that's a warning sign. A legitimate seller is usually using secure payment methods like credit cards or trusted ticket platform, which is going to provide buyers with more protection.
Well, why is it more likely to happen during playoffs? And I think I know the answer to this. It's because there's opportunity. And so for the bad guys, they're looking to take advantage of somebody who has a weakness at the moment.
You are 100% correct. I mean, ticket scams during this time of year is really appealing for a few reasons. One, scammers are opportunistic, just like you mentioned. So when it comes to popular events, whether it's concerts or sporting events, tickets are going to sell out quickly and the prices are going to be expensive. So this leaves people who are desperate to attend vulnerable, and scammers know how to take advantage of this. But also with the rise of online ticket sales, it becomes easier for scammers to create and sell fake tickets to multiple people at the same time. So they offer fake tickets at tempting prices to people who they know are eager to buy. At the end of the day, ticket scams are a low-risk, high-reward operation for criminals.
Well, you know, we want to protect ourselves, as we talked about. And, you know, I guess there are some very basic things to do, like know who you're buying from, right?
That's right. I mean, detecting fake tickets can be tricky, but there are a few steps that consumers can take to protect themselves. And like you mentioned, you want to make sure you know who you're buying from. So first, always buy from an official source, whether that's a box office or the event's official website or an authorized ticket seller. This is really a sure way to help ensure that you're getting a legitimate ticket. If you're buying from an individual or a third-party seller, take your time to verify their authenticity. You can always look at their reviews or their ratings on sites like the Better Business Bureau or Yelp. You can also ask for proof of purchase from the original seller. And like I mentioned, when you're paying for your tickets, make sure you're using traceable payment methods. If you pay with a credit card or a debit card, they often come with built-in protections if something goes wrong. You always want to avoid paying in cash or in wire transfers or gift cards. Those methods are really harder to recover if it turns out to be a scam. And then really very important is really trust your instincts. You know, if a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is.
But there are probably some red flags. I mean, you want to see if they have a refund policy. If they don't have a refund policy, you're probably dealing with somebody that's not reputable.
That's right. You do want to take the time to check that out. It's why it's helpful to buy from an official source.
And should you reach out to the credit card company first and foremost?
Well, if you feel like you have become a victim of a ticket scam, you do have a few options. If you paid with a credit card, you can contact your card issuer right away. As I mentioned before, you know, many credit cards are going to offer protection. You might be able to dispute the charge and then potentially get your money back. If you use a trusted ticket reseller, then you should check their policies, because legitimate resellers, they're going to have buyer protection in place for these situations.
In some cases, you can buy that as an extra insurance policy. But I think, you know, we're talking about baseball. We're talking about sports here. But it's not just sports. I mean, you have concerts. You have, you know, big events with big name stars that people get scammed up in as well, right?
That's right. I mean, like I mentioned, it's an opportunistic moment. So it's any popular event. It could be a concert. It could be a sporting event. I mean, these tickets, like I said, sell out quickly. They're expensive, and they leave people in desperate situations because they don't want to miss out. They want to be attending the event. So they're looking for that deal. They're eager to buy. And the scammers know that, and they're going to take every opportunity to take advantage of that situation.
We're talking about this like this is a very commonplace situation. So first of all, and we only have about a half a minute left, is this commonplace, and what other scams have you seen recently?
So scams are absolutely something that is on the rise. Opportunities are coming up, and scammers are going to take advantage of that. Like I mentioned, the things that you want to do whenever something doesn't feel right, regardless of whatever the story is that someone is giving you, you just want to stop. Make sure that you're staying cautious in any interaction. Make sure you're taking your time. Only trust verified sources that you can independently verify. And in every interaction, make sure that you're protecting your information.
All right, Blythe Figarelli, thank you so much. In other words, bottom line, be very, very careful. And if it's too good to be true, it probably is, right?
That's right.
All right, very good. Thank you, Blythe. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, October is also Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. Of course, that's every month. But we'd like to take this opportunity to put a spotlight on the need for adoptive families and all the love and cuteness just waiting for a forever home. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner, and every week hundreds of dogs and cats are dying in Los Angeles shelters, and things seem to just keep getting worse. Just recently, the Best Friends Animal Society allocated $250,000 to help save the lives of some of the most at-risk populations, large dogs. Rescue organizations are already stepping up. Joining us right now are four of my best friends. One, two, three, four. Okay, this is Aaron, and this is Brittany Thorne, and this is Yellow Hammer. Yellow Hammer, and this is Yellow Jacket.
Yes.
And what kind of dogs are these?
These are Shepherd mixes by our best bet.
How old are they?
They're just under 2 months old.
Okay, and let me tell you, they have puppy breath. You can't smell it at home, but they have puppy breath. And, you know, these friends of yours, they're rescues. And so did they come as a litter? Somebody left a litter for you?
Yes. So they came in as a litter. We brought them into the Best Friends Pet Adoption Center in West LA. They came through our kitten and puppy nursery and then went to foster homes. And now they're big enough and ready to be adopted.
Is it easier to adopt little dogs as opposed to, say, larger dogs?
I think it just depends on the person, depends on their lifestyle. I have two small dogs and two very big dogs, so I think it just depends.
But when people come in, do they tend to look for the little guys, or are they all over the map?
All over the map.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, sometimes it's very hard to find people to give a forever home to these little fellas, and so there's that, and then there's also funding to deal with what you're dealing with. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so right now, LA City Shelters, LA Animal Services, are experiencing a lot of overcrowding. And in order to help move some of the animals out of the shelter more quickly, Best Friends is offering a $250,000 incentive to New Hope partners. So partners who can go into the shelters and pull animals into their rescue organizations. And we're offering $500 for each dog that's over 35 pounds.
I've been hearing a lot about the overcrowding issue. And would you describe it as difficult, or would you describe it as dire?
I would describe it as dire. I think right now we are at a point where we really need to see some major changes into the structure at LA Animal Services. We know that the community steps up, the community comes in to help, and we need to see some changes at the shelter level to make sure these animals are getting out
during the
safely.
Pandemic, a lot of folks got friends to be with them, keep them company. And then after the pandemic, they started bringing them back to the shelters, and the shelters started to expand with all of these animals. Are we still seeing that sort of dynamic?
So what we were seeing from that is really people who either lost their housing or were moving into different apartment facilities who maybe had a weight restriction. We weren't seeing people who were going back to work and just couldn't keep their pets anymore. It really came from the housing crisis that we were seeing.
And tell me again about the incentives that people can get in order to come on in and see fellas like this.
Yeah, so for rescue organizations, we're offering up to $250,000 for dog incentives. So that's $500 per dog over 35 pounds. And of course, we're not going to forget about our feline friends at the shelter who need help as well. So we are offering up to $250,000 to cat groups as well, who can pull cats or kittens from the shelter.
How hard does this work?
It's hard. It's hard. It's easier when I'm holding a puppy.
For sure. Of course you are. And you know, just for the sake of transparency, I have a rescue. And her name is Lila, and I went to a shelter down in Playa, Annenberg Pet Space.
Yay.
And there she was, and there she is on the screen right now. And I walked in, and that dog was shaking, and I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I said, you know what? You need a human, I need a dog, let's go.
Yep.
And it's been a love affair ever since.
I love that.
And that's what it should be, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. There are so many animals in the shelter right now that are just waiting for that connection and waiting for that home. And right now it's a perfect time. It's Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, the month of October. And so it's a perfect time to bring home a new family member.
So let's tell people how they do that. I mean, these are available now, and,
yes.
And then you have other ones that are available. And so how do people do that?
Yeah, so we have our pet adoption center, the Best Friends Pet Adoption Center in West LA. We have dogs, cats, kittens, puppies available for adoption, so they can come to our center and adopt. And then, of course, they can go to their local shelter and adopt from them as well.
And the next big shelter adoption event?
We are hosting a super adoption event November 2nd and 3rd at Rose Bowl Stadium, and that's from 10 to 4, and we will have shelters participating. We will have about 20 rescue organizations, hundreds of animals available for adoption.
All right, Brittany and Aaron and you two guys here, let me have you know, it's hard for me to resist this. Hey there, how you doing? What a cutie. Coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, don't think the only holiday coming up is Halloween. A traditional Mexican holiday will be celebrated all over Southern California. Coming up next, we find out more about two local celebrations of the Day of the Dead and how you can get involved. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we will.
Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. Coming up at the end of the month, the Los Angeles area is gifted with several celebrations of a holiday that celebrates something that might be a little unexpected. That is death. We're talking, of course, about the Day of the Dead. It's celebrated in Mexico on November the 1st and 2nd. Locally, Hollywood Forever Cemetery puts on a big production and party every year. And this is also the 12th year that Discover San Pedro has put it on their festival and parade. Joining us right now to talk about these events are the executive director of Discover San Pedro, Ryan Blaney, and Hollywood Forever's Altar Program Coordinator, Angel Jimenez, who's also a city councilwoman in Montebello. Do I call you Your Honor?
Sure.
Well, welcome, and we're glad you're here. And, you know, I know this is an exciting time for both of you guys. So let's start with Angie. And you know, we talked to you last year a little bit about this. And so refresh our memory. What is the Day of the Dead all about?
The Day of the Dead is a beautiful tradition, Mexican tradition, where Mexicanos celebrate our loved ones during the month of November, the 1st and 2nd, where we believe that our loved one's spirit comes back and people create ofrendas. And the ofrendas are their altars, right, that we create in honor of them.
So, now, you're an altar coordinator, but what is an altar?
So the altar is actually a mini monument, if you will, that is created to honor that loved one. So you place every item that you remember your loved one enjoying while they were alive, whether it's their favorite dish, a favorite piece of music, their favorite drink. And that is a way to also, again, welcome them back into
the space. Can anyone get one of these?
Anyone can apply. We still have openings. So I am the altar director for Hollywood Forever, Dia de los Muertos. And you can apply at angie@ladyofthedead.com or altars at the LADY of the Dead.
Okay,
totally
now,
free.
Yeah,
and
go
it
ahead.
It is completely free, but it is also a contest. So if you participate, you have the chance of winning $5,000. We have three prizes, the best traditional altar, the best themed altar, and the best contemporary altar.
All right. Didn't mean to cut you off, but
no.
I wanted to ask Ryan if you do the same thing.
We also have a contest, yes. We have a Katrina contest. So the Katrinas are these the people who dress themselves up in makeup as skeletons with immaculate artistry and plumas or feathers. And we also are so blessed this year. Royal Caribbean International has given us our first prize of a cruise for 10 people, which is amazing. And then also second prize is round trip to Catalina on Catalina Express for 4 people. And a big feast, third prize for 10 people at our local San Pedro Fish Market.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, your event has been around for more than a decade, is that right? And how did it get started?
Organically. It was a brainchild of a woman named Ruby Prieto, who makes her Katrinas, and she still does to this day. It started on a city parking lot, and it's grown to now this year, we expect to have about 15,000 people.
You know, Discover San Pedro is a much larger organization doing many things. So how did you get involved with this particular event? And what is it you do other times of the year?
So this particular event is really respecting our community. The Mexican Latino community in our community in San Pedro makes up half our population. So we want to respect, you know, their traditions. And then Discover San Pedro, our job is really to keep downtown San Pedro clean and safe and to promote San Pedro to the world.
So, and alive and well.
And vibrant. And our other big events of the year are Fleet Week with the Navy in May. And then a holiday market, an Easter market. So we, you know, last month we had something going on every single weekend.
And what can we expect during the day as far as events on this particular day?
During the day we have food trucks, we have altars as well, but our altars this year will be car altars. So it'll be in old school cars in the trunks. They put this beautiful ofrendas in the back of the car. We'll have musical groups and we'll have the Mariachi Divas, who are 2-time Grammy winners.
That sounds like fun. And so you have altars that are basically like memorials, and they have altars that are going to be like cars. You jealous?
We've had a lot of low riders, actually a couple of that will come and build an altar around their car.
Yeah, so people get really creative and artistic and really make something out of all of this. And what's been the most impressive thing you've seen in the decade you've been doing this?
Just the families. It's a family experience, and they bring out their pictures of their loved ones and, like they said, their favorite drink, and they just sit there and they hold hands and hold each other and honor their ancestors. And to me, that's the most beautiful thing you can do.
You know, you have other events, you have music, you have all kinds of ideas. What are some of these other events?
During the Day of the Dead?
Yeah, what's some of the music that you're gonna be providing?
Spaghetti Cumbia, that does like pop rock Latino, Aztec Dancers, Again, the Mariachi Divas, and then that's the main stage. And then we have a second stage, which is for child performers. So the kids in our local community of San Pedro are going to be dancing for 7 hours straight.
I love seeing that sort of thing. What do you have?
We have our headliner this year, Pedrito Fernandez, who's a Mexican ranchera traditional singer, and Los Lobos. That's going to be on our main stage.
El Lobos?
Los Lobos.
Los Lobos, that's black
yes.
and white. Is that their song?
Los Lobos is your La Bamba.
Yeah. But then they do the song Black and White,
yes.
I Want My Baby.
Yes, yeah, it's them.
I can't sing. You know that.
We do have them. We do also have four stages. We have a children's stage, which is will be on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And just like San Pedro's event, we have a Katrina contest as well. We have a lot of beautiful entertainment.
So he's saying he's expecting about 15,000 people. How many people are you expecting?
Probably 30,000 people.
Oh, double.
Yes, and it is a one-day event. It's from 10 a.m. till midnight. And yes, we do expect about 30,000 people this year.
Is that more than last year? It
is, because after the pandemic, we had to split the event into a two-part event, but now we're going into a one-day event again. And people are excited to come back.
Okay, as we wrap this up, what's the date? What's the time?
Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. until midnight.
And Ryan?
Saturday, October 26th from 3 p.m. until 9:30 on the waterfront.
I think you should go to hers and she should go to yours.
I totally agree. That'd be fantastic.
I think it'd be terrific. All right, Ryan and Angie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fox 11 News In Depth will continue right after this break. Don't go away. And finally, if you want to hear an audio version of this program, check out my podcast. It's called What the Hell, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehellpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News In Depth. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.